This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am your host, Nina Perez, and we are here to discuss life topics to challenge and transform your thinking. Let's do this. So today I have a really special man here, and his name is Pat Shovlin. He is the pastor, the family pastor at Grace Community Church in New Canaan, Connecticut, and he has done many things in ministry. So Pastor, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today. And the first thing I wanted you to do, if you can, is just take a couple of minutes to introduce yourself to everyone so they know who you are.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nina. Thanks for having me. Great to be here. So, yes, my wife and I actually grew up locally in New Canaan, dated since high school, got married, right after college. And for me, sports was a big part of my life, football, lacrosse, in high school and college. And so we have three children, and now we have two grandchildren who are 3 years old. They're twins. Yeah, I've been the family pastor at Grace now a little over 2 years. And but my background's more in corporate and sales. And so I was always kind of bivocational. We had actually our own coffee distribution business for 15 years.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so while I was doing that, that's when I did a lot of the youth work and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, work with college athletes and high school athletes. And then we launched a church, as you mentioned, a number of years ago, back in 2008 in Shelton. And then I was the interim pastor there for 3 years. And then again, moved over to Grace. So it's been kind of a neat whirlwind, in terms of being in the corporate world and your own business, but also doing ministry and then now being in full-time ministry. So
I bet that's helpful. And, I know that today we are going to be talking about grieving and what that means.
Yep.
So I wanted to talk to you about grieving because I've had a few friends who have lost loved ones during this past year with the pandemic. And so I know that you are also leading and facilitating a group called Grief Share.
Right.
And so we wanted to kind of talk about helping people through that, if you can.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's not just when you lose a loved one that you experience grief, right? It can be, like you said, a job loss, a business, a friendship. Divorce is a big one.
Yeah, divorce, yeah.
Yeah, we lead a divorce care group too. And, fortunately, I'm not divorced. I've been married 33 years. Yeah. The thing I really love about, you mentioned the Grief Share, that's been great. We've done that now for, probably close to 2 years at Grace. And it's a national ministry run out of North Carolina called Grief Share. And so we are like one of their sites. But the thing that makes this work is the connections and the relationships. Mm. And obviously with COVID, we do it online. But, where we can meet once a week for an hour and a half, there's a video, there's a workbook. But boy, by the time that we're finishing up at that 13-week, the relationships that are established and the support, because when people have lost someone, you can't relate unless you've lost someone.
Right.
And so, the thing I love about it is I always tell people, to me, one of the most important things is it's okay not to be okay.
Right.
I think our culture is so much, right? Like, depending on where you work, you get maybe 2 or 3 days bereavement. And you're still in shock. So you lose a spouse, you lose a child, you lose a parent or sibling. In my case, I lost my mom a year and a half ago. I lost my brother 5 years ago. And that was hard because, he was my best friend and we worked together. And but he battled depression and just made a bad decision one day. So I find the Grief Share so helpful. And like you said, there's different stages. And so much of obviously, people who are initially in shock,
right?
Disbelief, right? And then that can turn into, depression. There can be anxiety, right? There can be anger.
Yeah.
But there's no linear progression dealing with grief, and there's no formula. So that's the thing too, be able to help people with to say, listen, this is not going to be like you just continually get better. you're going to have some days that are, maybe you feel okay. And there's going to be days you feel like you went backwards. So it's okay not to be okay. But you do have to deal with grief. And our culture, of course, we like to suppress things and suck it up and everything's okay. And we move on. So that's been really good to let people know they have permission to grieve, and it's going to take time. So.
Yeah, that's very telling. You said, but you do have to deal with the grief, right? So I know that it takes time, but is there a point where it's too long of a time, do you think, or no? Like,
that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. And I think what's hard for someone who's grieving is hard sometimes with family members and close friends. Family members, especially, because if, let's say, I lost my mom, I'm not going to grieve the same way that my brother grieved or my sister. And so I've always tell people, general thumb is don't join the grief share group with a family member.
Right.
Because if my brother was in it, he'd be like, he tends to be, hey, everything's good. She had a good life. We're all good, So everyone handles it differently. And for good friends, it's hard, because if your good friend lost a sibling, let's just say, or a parent, obviously you care about your friend. And sometimes people will say, hey, come on now, it's okay. And we want those that we love to get over it sooner than maybe they're ready. So that's a hard call. Yeah. At the same time, you don't want grief to become your identity either.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be known as, I'm the one who lost my child, or I lost, that's a hard thing. And there's no, we have to really handle that gently. So,
yeah, that has to be really tough. And I guess that that's what, grief share is for, right? To kind of help you, I guess, deal with it through the stages, right? So I know that they have a way of doing things, or sessions, I think, right? That you have.
Yeah. So I was just looking at the workbook, and what I love about it is, again, let's say each time we meet weekly is, connecting with people. How are they doing? And we don't just say, hey, Nina, how are you doing this week? It's, how are you in these four areas? How are you doing mentally? How are you doing relationally? How are you doing spiritually? How are you doing physically? Wow. You might be doing well, say, relationally, but maybe emotionally you're not doing well. So that helps people kind of analyze. But when we then will watch a 30 or 40 minute video, discuss it, but then during the week, you have a workbook that you can actually, there's 5 days worth of kind of homework that you can journal. There's questions or scriptures, basically a Bible study, but related to that topic. And so the first week would be, the video is on, is this normal? Mm-hmm. And so they look at kind of common responses to the death of a loved one. And I love it because they do this thing called a tangle ball of emotions. And that's the thing that's so interesting about grief. Is because obviously if it's the first time you've lost a loved one, we've never done it before.
Right.
And the range of emotions that people go through, and they're all mixed in there. It's this tangled ball, anger, regret, whatever it might be.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that's really interesting. And that's helpful for people to realize I'm not going crazy.
Right.
Most people, their memory is like not good at all after they lose a lost one.
Right.
Maybe they don't sleep. So you have to be looking at all these things. The people are like, what is going on with me? So they realize that, no, it's normal. You're not going crazy, So it's that. And then they move on to the challenges of grief, dealing with depression, anxiety, anger, physical symptoms. And then it's good because I think what I love here is they say goals for your journey. They help people kind of say, all right, this is a journey of going through grief. And again, there's no timeline, but it talks about acceptance, then turning to God, expressing your emotions, and then establishing a new identity. So, when I have a friend of mine who, was married for 50 some years and he's lost his wife. And of course it makes it even harder with COVID, and he has to stay home with the house he's been in with his wife for 45 years and he can't see anyone. So you can imagine how important grief share is, that he can connect. At least we can do it on, with Zoom. So.
Right. Wow. That's tough.
Going on from there, they have dealing with relationships, again, with other friends or family. Why did it happen? So, and obviously our group is a Christian-based group. So we're looking at scripture. There's obviously prayer is very important, but we deal with things like guilt and anger. We deal with forgiveness. How do you move forward? You know, don't move on. We don't move on, but we move forward. And that's really important. I'm so thankful that it is Christian based. I don't think I could do this. And I've had some people join and they kind of misread it where it said non-denominational, because it's Christian, but it's all denominations.
Right.
But someone thought that was not, what did they think it was? Different, but anyway, didn't think it was Christian. And I'm like, no, it is. And I'm sorry, but we, you know, love to have you. But most people, if not all, will say, I don't think I could do this without God.
Right.
I need to know that there is, you know, more to life than this.
Right.
And there is the hope of heaven, and that God says, right, I've come to give you eternal life.
Right.
And I'm with you. And Jesus said, I've come to comfort those who mourn. Right. Quoting from Isaiah. And so that I find is so not only comforting, but just amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit literally will work and show up and typically work through other people. And so you build this bond, right? This, you know, this kind of like this elite club that no one wants to belong to, but you can talk to others who are also grieving. Is so important. It's, you know, you feel accepted. And, and knowing though that God's in your corner. And that's not, you know, we don't want to just quote Romans 8:28 right away. You know, all things work for good for those who love the Lord. No, it's a timely word. But just say, you know what, God does know, he does care. And ultimately it's going to be okay.
Right.
But you just have to get to go through it. So.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. That's good. So why did this happen? Huh? So looking to God for strength. And then, you also had, the guilt and anger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that must be an interesting session.
Oh, that's hard. And you know what's hard is, sometimes you almost feel like you need to have a grief share for a specific type of loss.
Yeah,
like a husband or wife or a child. Or
yeah,
that's a hard one. We've had people who have come and are not, they're new in their faith, or just kind of looking at faith in general, and they've lost a child. That's that's really hard. Because it's like, why God? Why did you take my child from me?
Right.
Or like you said, and so there can be anger there, or there could be guilt. You know, like, gosh, why did I let that person do, you know, if I only told them not to go out, they maybe wouldn't have gotten that car accident.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in the case like with my brother, you know, we had kind of, I left a voicemail, kind of something with work, whatever, and I was not happy about something, you know, silly, whatever. And I'm like, oh, why did he hear that voicemail? Did that kind of put him over?
Right.
You know, so he can have that guilt.
Right.
Or as one of my friends was taking care of his wife who had cancer for many years, and he was the caregiver, but that's a hard job.
It is a hard
job. And, you know, and then they feel guilty because part of him was relieved when she passed because it was just, he was so exhausted.
Right.
He felt guilty about that. So, you know, it's such a range of emotions, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, not easy.
That's tough. And I think it benefits the group also that you are a family pastor, you know, because I think you can relate, you can deal with those issues that come up. Is it always run by a pastor when you do these?
No, that's a good question. Not necessarily. Yeah. It depends on, it's typically run through churches, but sometimes you'll have like a lay leader or elder or someone, but I think it's, you know, what is important obviously is that, you know, and like in my case where we've also had loss. And, you know, but we have like this, in this session, we have a woman whose husband is not passed, but he has Alzheimer's and you know, and it's really bad. Right.
Yeah.
And so she said, is it okay if I join? And, you know, what am I going to say? No, I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because in a sense, she's already grieving the loss of her husband because he doesn't even recognize her anymore. So, you know, that's really, but again, not easy, but I'm just so like, Lord, if you don't show up and speak and comfort right through us, but, and God always does, you know, even on Zoom, right? I mean, it's nice when you're together and you can give a group hug or whatever, or just a hand on the shoulder. So it's obviously harder on Zoom, although Zoom has been good because you have some people who live at a distance and they've been able to join where maybe before they weren't able to. So, but you know, you said, Nina, everyone, at some point, everyone's going to experience grief. And so we don't think about it right until it happens. And so not that we want to walk around being morbid, but it is good to think, and it makes you change, also changes the way you live your life because no one's promised tomorrow. So you tend to say, you know, I should value my relationships better. And that can be obviously guilt, right? For people to say, wow, why didn't I, Why did I fight about the stupidest things where now I would love to argue, you know, about the toothpaste, you know, or whatever, you know, clothes on the floor that my husband leaves all the time or whatever. So,
That's so true though. What you're saying is things I've heard too, from people who have lost people that they really, really love, especially a child, you know, like, remember one person saying what I wouldn't give to see toothpaste in the sink.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. Gracious.
Yeah, I don't know how to lose a child is, and I think that's where faith to me comes in, is so vital.
Yeah.
You know, and when this, on the video, there's a gentleman who lost, I think it's his daughter. She was a student of Virginia Tech when they had that shooting a number of years ago, and she was one that was killed.
Wow.
And so, but when he's talking about it, the videos are great because you have not only counselors and psychologists and experts, but then you have people with testimonies. Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely, I miss my daughter. But she goes, but I do know where she is. And mm-hmm. I do know I'm going to see her again. And I've sensed the presence of God in my life comforting me when I didn't think I could go on. Right. But God, he never left me. And right. So it's important, I think, for people, especially when it's recent, they lost someone, to hear that, but also to hear others in the group. You know, one of my friends, Thomas, lost his wife now a little over three years ago. No, it's just been 3 years. It's so great to have him on, help me lead it, because people who just lost a spouse, say within a few months, can look to him and he can say, guys, it does get better.
Right.
There is light in the tunnel. Just press in. It's going to be okay. It's going to take a while, but it's okay. And that speaks life to them to say, okay, maybe I can make it.
Yeah. That's so important though, Pat, because a lot of times you feel isolated and I think you need somebody to guide you in that a little bit, because you can also take a different turn, right? You can become angry with God and not want to deal with God. Right.
Right.
And I think that's okay.
Right. The problem is when it turns into bitterness.
Yes.
And we get bitter. Right. And we just say, forget this. This isn't worth it.
Right.
But then they always say, okay, great. But then what are you going to do? You know, where are you going to turn? Right.
Yeah.
So it's okay to be angry with God. God can handle that. You know, that's fine.
He's not fragile.
He's okay. You know, but he's like, but let him speak to you. Don't. And then people realize like, Lord, forgive me, because and God does. And he knows. Yeah.
Yeah. He knows. He knows it's coming.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it looks like also one of the things here after you go through that video of guilt and anger is forgiveness, which that's really great. What is that about?
Yeah. The idea of forgiveness and just receiving from God his grace and forgiveness, and realizing that he is in charge and he's got better plans. So
I thought that was interesting when I read it, because I'm like, forgiveness, okay. I think forgiveness is a very powerful thing anyway. I think forgiveness just frees you in so many ways.
I would think too, when we're dealing with grief, especially with people with divorce, that's really important. Right. There's forgiveness there of the ex-spouse. We all get hurt, but we also hurt people.
So
there has to be, Lord, help me to forgive and receive forgiveness.
Do you mainly have people who have lost someone, or is it dealing with any kind of grief?
This particular group, the Grief Share group, is for those who have lost a loved one.
Okay. So then I love this, moving forward versus moving on.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because you're right. A lot of people do say, you need to move on. You need to move on. And it gets you angry, because you're just like, don't tell me to move on. I just lost my son, my daughter, don't tell me to move on, you know? So I like the moving forward.
We move forward. That person's always part of your life. But you're right. We move forward and we do it in God's timing. We don't rush it. It's hard. That's a balance, because you first need to embrace your grief and allow time to be alone, but you don't want to be alone too much.
Right.
You want to spend time on it, but you don't want to, again, be too long.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, again, in each person is different, but we do, as we heal, want to say, okay, I'm going to move forward. My loved one wouldn't want me, to be stuck.
Right.
And that's important, right? Because we can get stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually another session too, which I didn't jot down, but that's an important one. And so not to get stuck in my grief, not to make that my identity, you know, and that's hard. If you lose a spouse and you've been normally all the time meeting with your friends. Well, they're married. And now, you know, you're kind of the third wheel. And, mm-hmm. you know, so that's not easy. So how do you move forward? Mm-hmm. Right. How do you do that when, again, especially if you lost a child and you can't understand it? You know, you literally have to allow the Lord to heal your heart. And that takes time. And he does that through people and different things. And but you slowly, and I think moving forward, it can be sometimes three steps forward and two steps back. And what we've learned, you will grieve differently for different people. Mm. You know, so I've had someone in the group first came in because they lost their father, and then came back a year later because then they lost her mom. And it was a different process of grief. Right. And I said, well, it makes sense because they were different people and they meant different things to you.
Right. So I never thought about that. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those, you know, it's interesting. It's people like, all right, I learned. Well, you might have to go through it. You know, I mean, life, think about it, right? Life is about, I mean, death is part of life.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what's neat is we can actually help change our culture to a certain extent to say, how do we handle this? Mm-hmm. How do we handle death? You know, how do we, you know, and talk about it. And, you know, my dad's 89 and has COVID. He's doing better, but he's in assisted living. They got him back out of the hospital, but he's in skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. You know, he's ready. And, you know, so I'm already grieving that. That's different than if someone loses, you know, their dad when they're 16 and their dad's, you know, 40, let's say, and has a heart attack. And, you know, so it is so different, you know, how you do it, but.
Yeah, that's really difficult. And I think I think another thing that probably you deal with as well is people, the moving on or moving forward is that it's okay to also move forward. Some people feel guilty if they laugh again, if they celebrate a holiday, if they, you know, like they are really not like wanting to do that because it's like betraying the person that passed away.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah, and I love when, you know, it's like when D.L. Moody said, listen, you know, if you hear I'm gone, don't be sad for me.
Right.
I'm more alive than ever. You know, I am renewed. I'm in heaven. I mean, that's the whole point of our faith as Christians, right?
That's
Jesus
right.
says,
that's
I've
right.
overcome death, right? So, you know, take joy, even though life is hard, but, you know, heaven's forever. So I think, again, having that perspective, mm-hmm. you know, our faith, we don't just believe in God because it makes me feel good. We believe in Jesus because we sincerely believe that he is real and he did rise from the dead and he is in heaven and he is preparing a home for us. And so when I can say, wow, man, I miss my son or daughter or my brother, or whoever, but I know where they are.
Right.
And I know I'm going to see them again. That gives me hope. You know, the Bible says, mm-hmm. you know, we grieve, but not without hope.
Right.
And I think that's so important. The other verse we love is from 2 Corinthians where it says, the praise be the God of our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us with the comfort that he gives us so that we in turn can comfort other people.
Right.
And that's really what life's all about, right? Is coming alongside people and encouraging or comforting, whatever it might be, because we've been comforted. It makes it a lot much more bearable, right? To go through something like grief when you have other people with you. So
can anybody come to Grief Share at any stage of their grieving process? Like say it's been 2 years and they're still struggling with the grieving. Can they join then?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's interesting. That's a great question. Yeah, that happens more than you would think because sometimes people, they're either in shock or they're so, they just didn't even have time to grieve. Mm-hmm. And we've had a number of people come say, man, I am so thankful. Or they didn't have a Grief Share group before.
Yeah.
And they think I didn't need this, but all of a sudden I realize this is coming out because if you don't grieve, let's say right away, you're going to have to grieve at some point. And so whenever, people are always welcome and they're welcome to join anytime during when we have the 13-week session, people will join. And I think you were asking before, most people will take the 13-week, I don't want to say course, but the group, more than once. They average like 2 to 2.5 times. They're always getting something because they're at a different point in their grief.
Right.
And so when they, you know, go through that session again, they're like, oh man, I didn't realize that. I missed that last time. So.
Right. just to like just reiterate really quick, because we're in a close, we're coming to an end, but each grief share session has the three, you talked a little bit about the three distinctions, right? So they do video seminars, right?
Correct, right.
With experts. And then you have your support group discussions, right? Where you focus on each element. Is that correct?
Yep.
And then you do your personal study and reflection. So they have a little bit of homework to kind of help them through the process.
Correct. Right.
That's great.
They actually have, people can sign up for like daily devotionals for every day of the year.
Oh, that's good.
Get an email each day with devotionals. It's really well done. I mean, for literally, I think the whole, there's no cost to the program. It's $20 for the workbook.
Right.
And so, you know, to have that, the workbook that you're each day, people really find that helpful. And then when we meet, we'll first discuss what you did with the journal during the week. Right. And then, like you said, we watch the video and then we have more discussion. So
that's fantastic. So can you quickly just tell us where we can find Grief Share? Do you have like a website or
people would just go on griefshare.org, O-R-G. Okay. And the beauty of that is no matter where they live, they would just put in their zip code and it will tell them what groups are in their area.
Oh, great.
And which is neat. There's grief shares all over the country.
Okay.
But obviously the beauty of it now is because everyone is online.
Yeah.
We've had people from Virginia, all over the country who will actually tie into our group because someone recommended it.
Right.
So that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been neat. So yeah, griefshare.org. And then people, and I like it too, because if someone misses a week, they can still go back in and watch previous videos from previous weeks. So.
Oh, that's great. So the divorce care group is the same, like, is it divorcecare.org as well?
Yeah, that would be divorcecare.org. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So, those are great similar, groups.
Yeah, similar format to Grief Share in terms of workbook and video and so forth. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great ministry. And there's other, I'm sure, other grief groups out there.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, again, we'll tell people, hey, definitely great you're involved in the group, but also have someone individually that you can talk to one-on-one. That's important. I'll do that sometimes with people, or they'll go to a trained grief counselor. So,
well, thank you so much, Pat, for coming on here and talking to us about it, because I think this is going to help a lot of people. I know that even in my family, we've lost a couple of young ones in car accidents and stuff, and I've been trying to get them to go on to Grief Share. So hopefully watching this, it'll push them a little forward to not be so afraid of it.
Yeah.
You know,
we would love to have them. And we always tell people, come on once or twice and see, and not always for everyone. So I always tell people, hey, you're not locked in if they, there's always a door you can get out. People.
Right. And now with Zoom, they just got to click out.
That's just click out. They're gone. So, you know, or keep the video off, but thanks for having me.
Thank you, Pat. Yeah. Thank you for being here. And thank you for sharing your heart with us. I truly appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
You are the best. Thank you.
Right. Take care, Anita.
Guys, I want to thank you guys so much for watching again. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time. You have just listened to another great episode on Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get more amazing content. Also, visit our website and YouTube channel. Until next time, with more great episodes coming your way.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.